you know, in terms of other things that have been reported, we were all excited from the I-SPY pembrolizumab data, but then the German breast group, they reported some phase 2 data from the Gepar Nueve trial. This was a phase 2, about 175 patients, and these patients received durvalumab with nab-paclitaxel, followed by EC versus placebo with paclitaxel EC. And in that trial, they only found with durvalumab overall a 9% improvement in the pathologic complete response rate with durvalumab, the PD-L1 inhibitor, but it was not significant. So I think, you know, we're very enthusiastic about the potential in early stage disease, somewhat disappointed by that study with durvalumab, but it looks like KEYNOTE-522 hit the mark. And so be very excited to get those data out there.
It's going to be really interesting, though, because if it does show a significant improvement in PATH CR, I guess people might think about it. Maybe it'll get approved. But then are you going to give the year of maintenance? Because you don't really know what the impact of that's going to be.
Not at all. So the trials, they do have a large neoadjuvant phase 3, a couple of them ongoing. There's the NSABP-B59 study, and then the one that we'll report sooner will be in PASSION-031. But again, it is looking at treatment giving in the neoadjuvant phase as well as an adjuvant phase after surgery. And so, yes, at this point in time, we don't know what the impact of that will be, but that is the current design of these early trials.
That's really wild. What's the NSABP trial design?
So it's very similar to the IMPASSION-031. It is taxane chemotherapy followed by AC, and it is with or without atezolizumab.
Hmm.